What's up, guys, and good morning.
Good morning, bitch. It's 1 p.m.
Good afternoon, everyone. And if you're in Paris,
we don't know when it's going to drop.
Oh, true.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
And good night.
Hey,
don't fall asleep yet until the end of this episode.
Yeah, but hey, guys, what's up? It's me, Leray.
What's up, guys? It's Noah.
And we are back on our podcast, Put a Sock in It, featuring Leray and Noah.
Are you forgetting the name?
I have to go,
Put a Sock in It.
Before we have
a special guest on, very special guest. How have you been?
So special.
Because
you know how I've been. We talk every day.
I know. It's kind of nice. That's what I was just saying on like our audio test. I was just saying, what's up, guys? So Larry and I went on a hike yesterday. And honestly, ever since we started this podcast, like, we've gotten closer.
It's kind of weird.
For the good and bad.
It's kind of weird. It's scary because I've never confided into like a hetero man before. I never ever told my secrets to a hetero, so it's kind of scary. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if you're going to judge me or punch me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, neither.
I mean, you might punch me sometimes.
No. I've never hit you. But yeah.
Let me finish my green juice. You know what I mean?
Now you flinging it everywhere. I just lost.
Oh, it's giving Shrek. Just came. Hold on.
Ew.
Okay.
Larry's been swearing by these green juices ever since. I don't know when these are going to drop, but we have a guest that like really put us onto these green drinks.
Us, you hate them. I love them.
Oh, I hate them. But like
personally, I see the
He did put us on.
Mm-hmm.
But only you have been the one that's like falling through, and like you've been swearing by them like every day.
They're so good, and they make me feel like healthy and like
that's good.
No, but these juices have actually helped me like, you know, kind of release the,
that's good. It's all about
the
how
demons
you feel.
That are inside me. And if y'all aren't drinking green juices, then what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
I mean, Noah doesn't drink green juices, but
I don't
okay.
drink green juices. I tried it. You gave me one this morning. I tried it. I just didn't. It wasn't for me. It wasn't my cup of tea.
But you can have protein.
Love
what
protein.
Is it, what is it called?
Protein.
No, not protein. Your little fucking low plug. Your sway thing. What the fuck is that called?
Sway Fitness pre-workout?
Yeah, your pre-workout.
Yeah, it's great.
I've had a different one that wasn't yours, and it was fucking disgusting. It was so bad.
So ours wins? Did you like it? Did you like ours? Be honest. Because Larry and I have actually been going to the gym lately. We've been going on a hike. So we've just been living this healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And like,
we're out here doing it. It's been great. I'm like, honestly, I've gone to the gym by myself now.
That's good.
I went today. I went to Planet Fitness. No, what are
you? Do you want to know why? Do you want to tell him why? I don't think he'll see this. So Larry and I have a membership at Equinox.
Should I tell my truth? Like,
yeah, go.
But I'm going to fact-check you proof. There, I'm fact-check you proof. Don't judge me. Please. Can you close your eyes? But so we go to Equinox, and it's in a very expensive gym. So, you know, there's trainers there that work there, and there's a trainer that sees me going in at the gym. He knows I'll be pumping that iron. And he came up to me, and he was like, hey, I texted you, and I want to, like, train you. And I was like, okay, sure. But honestly, I'm going to be so honest with y'all. I'm scared of him. Like, he's a tall guy. I feel like he's a tough to scream at me. So, you know, we planned to train yesterday at 8:30 a.m. And I woke up a little bit too late. And so he texted me like saying at the front desk while I was in Noah's car on our way to go hiking. And I panicked and I told him that I had COVID. So now I can't go to my gym for 2 weeks. But it's fine. And honestly, I'm not a firm believer of telling, you know, white lies because I think it's so pointless. But he's so scary and I panicked and Noah didn't help. He literally just was on his phone and not paying attention to me.
I was driving.
Okay, he was driving and not helping and I know what to do and I panicked. So now I can't go to my gym for 2 weeks because he thinks I have COVID. And if you're watching this, I'm so sorry for lying. Like, you're just so tall and scary. Like, I'm not trying to get yelled at.
Something tells me he's not watching this.
I promise you he is. You know he keeps tabs on me.
He's just like our biggest fans, Loki.
He knows who we are.
Dude! Silence it.
Should we answer it?
Who is it?
Let's find out.
Caller, number
Hello?
One.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Jessica calling from GBC Business Group. How are you doing today? Glad to hear it.
What?
Rehandling.
This bitch played me.
It sounded so real.
She goes, glad to hear it.
Glad to hear it.
Noah, how are you? Give us a life update on Noah Beck.
I've just been kind of tired
lately,
but not like in a bad way, in a way that like I know I've been like earning my sleep, you know? Do you ever feel that? Like, have you ever thought about that? Like, you want to like earn your sleep? Because like, I'm a big believer. Okay. Like, I love sleep. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And like, I think like a good 7 to 8 hours every night, like, I think it's very healthy. And like, you talk to a lot of people, and a lot of like workaholics are like, no, no, I get like four or five, run coffee, maybe a power nap at the office. And it's like, I don't want to live like that. I like kind of value my sleep. Like I feel good when I go to bed and then wake up with like a good amount of hours. Mm-hmm. But lately I've been getting those hours, but like push back in increments, I guess. Like I used to go to bed at like 11-ish and wake up around like 7, 8.
I remember
that's
that.
That's 11 to 7 or 8.
That's like the perfect like normal human being balance.
Like that's a great.
It's very Caucasian. It's like, it is. I don't
know. Well, it's just a great. It was a good schedule for me. However, lately, I don't know why, like I've been going to bed later. And like I wake up around like 10, 11. And it's like.
I know why.
Ew.
I know why.
Do you know why?
I honestly, I don't want to self-diagnose you. I think you're fighting something that relies deep inside.
No, I think and I'm fine. It's just I think stay up later.
I think it's my fault. You see how fun I am. You know, you want to live the crazy lifestyle.
We have been hanging out late at night sometimes. And I don't want to be like, get out.
Hold on. Hold on.
Well, because it's like it gets late myself. And I'm like, wait, I'd rather hang out later tonight than like rest some sleep. How is this gaslighting?
I barely ever been told to leave somebody's house because I'm such a good time.
Oh, 100%. That's why I don't
so
tell you.
So have you ever felt that you just like, you want me to leave and you're like,
No. I'm just thinking in the back of my head, like, shit, like, do I value having fun tonight over getting a responsible hour of sleep?
Okay.
That's where my head's at. And like, lately I've been choosing, I'm not fun. Why
so
not?
Fuck
you know?
It. Okay. So recently I have been watching a lot of podcasts and they do a lot of. I have.
Okay. I was just going to ask which ones. Like,
I don't know the name. I know my friends.
Because I've been like wanting to get into them. Because I get bored of music in the car.
Do you? I love Emma's podcast. That podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to listen to that.
It's like kind of inspiring.
Is it like her vlogs? Just
no, it's
no
like
camera?
Her kind of like giving you life advice. Because, you know, you see Emma Chamberlain, you're like, oh, she has her shit together. But then you listen to her podcast. You don't look at her Instagram. You're like, oh, you're at Louis Vuitton Paris Fashion Week. Then you're at Boa Steakhouse, like just chilling, even though you're vegan. So you're not at Boa Steakhouse. You're probably like somewhere else, like at Crossroads or something. You know what I mean? Do you know? Like she looks like she has her life together. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're listening to her podcast, it's like, let me mentor you a little bit or give you some life advice. And it kind of helps. Yeah. She told me to cut off some fake friends recently. So I did it. And. You know, I'm kind of thrilled.
Cause she's got a small circle, huh? Like she doesn't hang. She doesn't go out much.
It's literally just her and her cats. That's how I'm trying to be. Yeah. Anyways, I have some questions that I found on the internet that are debatable. But like, should we have our guests come in and answer these questions with us, or do we just?
I think that'd be fun.
You think it'll be fun? Hey, grandma. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Introducing my lovely. Oh my god, this is gonna be fucking. Introducing my lovely grandmother. Hello, grandma. Hi, grandma. Noah Beck. This is my grandma. Grandma, this is Noah
Hi,
Beck.
Hi, grandma. How are you?
Grandma. Okay, grandma. That's enough. He has a girlfriend. Hi, grandma. Would you like to state your name and business and who you are and what you stand for?
A little intro.
Tell the world who you are.
My name is Paulette, and I am Larry's grandmother. Mm-hmm. That's all they need to know.
That's all they need to know.
No, I'm retired from the Postal Service.
Oh, period. Wait, let's.
We want to talk about the
Let's
Postal
get into
Service.
The nitty gritty. I need you to say this out loud. What is your zodiac sign?
Taurus.
Hey.
No, you know who else is a Taurus? Who?
Trisha Paytas.
Yeah, no way.
That's but I'm a Taurus too.
Exactly.
So it cancels out.
Red flag.
Wait, when's your birthday?
April.
Oh, you're. I don't know the difference. I don't know why I said that.
No, honestly, I don't know the difference either. Okay, so grandma, as me being your... Should we do a little interview? I'm curious.
Yeah, it's kind of what a podcast is.
I'm going to let you ask a question. You got this.
I'm on the spot.
Yeah. You know, ask her a question about me. I don't
yeah.
know.
What was Larry like in his childhood?
It's like there's no... What's funny? I was amazing.
I sense a story.
I was a... literal A+ student, straight A's. You see me. 4.0 GPA, all the sports. I was actually supposed to go to Harvard, full ride. You know me. Do you agree?
You better get out.
Do you disagree or do you agree?
Better just leave.
Okay, tell the truth, go.
Rebuttal.
Rebuttal, yeah.
Okay.
You can be honest. Talk your shit.
Okay. Honestly?
Honestly.
You a B student.
Okay. I'll take that.
That ain't bad.
It's not bad, you know.
But you were bad as hell.
I was not bad. I was not
what did
bad.
He do?
What, I was misunderstood. I was misunderstood. Huh?
Okay. Let me start with this one. I know. Yeah. The one I want to start with is the one when he jumped off the roof and thought he was Superman.
I was playing tag.
He had two broken legs. Not one, but two broken legs. Mm. And we had to push him around in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
But I had no school though. Hey.
How tall was this roof? Mm.
It was two stories. Second floor. Yeah, it was second floor. But we were playing tag, and the guy was coming towards me. There was only one option: either jump off or get tagged.
You got to jump.
I'm not going down. Yeah. So
you didn't do like the movie like ninja roll type thing. Like when you land as soon as.
Oh no! I thought it was Peter Parker, and I landed like Spider-Man.
Oh, you tried superhero landing.
Mm-hmm. And it did not go well. And I was screaming.
What'd you break?
My heels, both of my heels, at the same time. I was shook.
Jesus.
I was shook. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was shook. Bitch.
They didn't get tagged.
I didn't get tagged, though.
Grandma, I have to put my glasses on. Light bothers my eyes.
Do you have any questions for Noah?
Yeah, why are you so handsome?
Grandma.
Thank you.
Okay, so Grandma, you are honestly... Grandma, stop staring. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry for her. She hasn't seen a white man this close up in like ages.
Oh my God.
So Grandma, you honestly, you know, you got a little internet.
The policeman that left the ticket the other day was white. So that's the last one.
Oh, not the policeman.
Yes.
Jesus. So Grandma, you know.
You want to know why I got a ticket?
Why'd you get a ticket?
Because there's no front license plate on the car.
Ah. I don't have one.
They don't have nothing else to do.
They're so bored.
They're bored.
Tell them to go get a job.
Okay.
So Grandma, as you know, you got some followers. She's clouded. How does it feel to be famous?
How many followers do you have? She
has some followers. How many?
I don't know.
13,000
or a million?
13,000.
She said, Charlie, watch out, bitch. I don't know, 13,000? You got 13,000 followers?
Yeah. That's a good feeling, though, as soon as you get that K.
Mm-hmm.
That K next to it is nice. Yeah,
have you been noticed in person?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yes.
Like a fan noticed you?
Yeah, they noticed me as your grandmother.
Oh. Did you get a picture?
Mm-hmm.
You took a picture?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. That's really cute. How did you feel?
Proud of you.
Aw. Proud of you.
I'm proud of you. Proud
I'm
of
so
you.
Proud of you.
Okay, so my first question is, if your significant other were to commit a crime, would you A, rat them out, or B, be a ride or die? I'm talking like a crime.
Yeah, I was about to say,
like
I'm talking like depends how bad the crime is.
Murder, armed battery, robbery. You know what I mean? I'm the nitty gritty.
Significant other,
like your lover, your husband, your wife.
How long have we been together?
Your sneaky link.
There's like lots of.
See now you're see.
No, you gotta look deep into these things because if I'm like ride or die, it's like what if you've been dating for like a week?
And okay,
it's
fine.
Like,
let's say for a year.
A year's not even that much compared to like.
Dixie girl, you better watch out. You got a rat on the loose.
You're crazy.
Mm-mm-mm, not me.
Grandma, what do you think?
Are you snitching?
Yes, I'm snitching.
Ooh.
Ooh.
See, this is why y'all can't keep him.
I've been with this man 50 years, and that's one way to get rid of him. I am definitely snitching.
Honestly.
I'm calling the popo. Give my address, phone number, birthday,
what else you want?
Bye-bye.
I don't blame you because he needs to go. I don't think I would snitch only because, like,
I'm snitching.
For murder, Larry?
For murder, it depends on
you want to be with someone who murders?
It depends on who.
Maybe I just have, like,
I guess there are factors that go into it. Like, what if,
like if it was murder, okay, I think I would snitch.
What if it was, like, a self-defense murder and, like, they got robbed and then, like.
But, like, if they were stealing, I would be like, okay, like, let's not do that again, but I'm not going to call the police on you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You'd be like, hey, buddy.
I think there's levels to that question. I think
there is levels.
Very.
But, y'all were quick to say you're snitching, so guess what?
I never even said I'd snitch. It just depends.
You've been in a relationship. You're still in one, right? Oh, don't answer that question. You know, me and you, we have relationships. We've been in it. You know, we've all, you know, been through that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, do you think your boyfriend or girlfriend should ask you if they can go to a party? I'll let you go first, Mr. Beck.
Okay.
Honestly, let my grandma go first.
No.
You don't think they should ask you?
No.
Why? And I'm not, I don't.
I mean, I have never asked nobody about a party or, I don't think they should.
Okay.
You don't have to report in, you're grown.
Okay.
Like, but it's okay to let people know where you're going because it's so dangerous.
That's where I was headed. I was going to say, you don't need to ask, but you need to, like, as your significant other, you should be like, hey, by the way, I'm going to go to this party.
Yeah.
Like, not like, you don't even have to add, like, is that cool?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, hey, I'm going to go to this party tonight. Like,
it's best to tell them because if they don't, they'll see you on social media.
Then that could be a whole thing.
Now, see, I'm okay with the whole, like, hey, I'm going to this party. Do you want to come? Because, like, if you, like, are going out and you don't invite me, I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah, you want to film cool, especially with your significant
other. Yeah, if you're going out, like, because I've seen people go out in their relationships and they're not really there for the, like, if you're going out, you're going out. What's so fun about going, like you even said, like, what's so fun about going out when you're, like, dating somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just stay at home with them.
He has nice peaches.
Oh, my gosh. Grandma, honestly, you don't compliment me this much.
I've been knowing you all 23 years.
But yeah, that question, I think, give him a heads up. Hey, like, I'm gonna go here. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
And if I'm like, no, I'm going to stay in tonight. Like, have okay, fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, hey.
Hey, can I go?
Can I go?
Puts you in a weird spot. Because then you're like, what if you're like,
sure. So if you go somewhere with your mate, do you have to stay hugged up with that person all night?
No.
No.
Do you think so?
Wait.
I never have done it.
I don't want to be like locked
up. But it would be nice to like.
That's. Yeah, like a little PDA.
Like, check in here and there. Like, go with your girlies, go with your boys. And then it's like, after like 15 minutes, find each other. Be like, hey. And like, at a club, you can't even hear each other. So it's like.
It's like, why are you. But like, boot up and like, kind of like trapped together.
I never like that.
Like, that's locked arms with each other. It's
I
never like that. Because I'm a dancer. I like to have fun at a party. I don't want to just be just hugged up. And just, when I walk in that door, it's like everybody's here. The party animal is. I'm the party girl.
You're a cheetah girl.
That's right.
You're a cheetah girl. When do you think it's okay to fart in front of your partner? Because I'm a gassy girl. You know, I be
gassy girl.
You know, I just be letting it out. And the first time I farted in front of Brady, he didn't even question it. He like was like, hey. So have you ever farted in front of like in Dixie?
Don't ask me because I'm old.
Do you fart?
We all do. It's natural.
I don't think I've ever, my entire life living with you, I don't think you've ever farted in front of me.
No, because I didn't at the time when you were around me, but I have. You want me to do it now?
Wait, no.
Okay.
If you want to.
No.
Oh, no.
Do you fart? Because you don't fart in front of me.
I don't really.
Do you even fart?
Yeah, but like.
But it's not good to hold it.
Yeah, it's not good to hold it, but at the same time, like.
He holds it.
No, I don't.
No, bitch.
Oh, he holds it.
You hold it. I feel like.
Oh, my God.
No, but that being said, like, I don't know. I've never farted in front of Dixie just out of, like.
Really? So you hold
like,
it.
I feel judged. No, I don't hold it. I never really, like, have to with her. I don't know. It's, like, it's out of, like, I don't know. Because I know people that just, like, let it rip in front of their significant other. Like, for example, my sister, she, like, lets it rip in front of her boyfriend. And it's, like.
It's normal, though.
I guess. But it's, like, after a while, like, I didn't understand it because, like, before Dixie and I started dating, like, before that, like, I would see Tatum do that in front of her boyfriend. I'd be like, Ty, why are you still with her? Like, ew.
And then, farting is not
and then,
a bad
and
thing.
Then I got it's to natural. The point where, like, Dixie and I started dating for quite a while, and I was like, honestly, if you farted, like.
Has she farted in front of you?
I'm not going to expose her, but, like. It's not even like out of respect because it's like
so
I know she wouldn't care.
Noah, be honest. Is why you can't sleep. We figured it out because you hold in all your farts all day.
No,
it like, keeps you up at night.
I'll
you need to let it out. I know my grandma. She
leave
too
the new. Room.
Oh, dude, you're one of
come
those.
Come back in, let it air out, and come.
He's
back.
He's the type to go to the bathroom and flush his fart down the toilet.
I knew that was coming.
You fully are. Like it's okay now. You can let
it. But it's not even like out of respect. Yes.
What about this? What if you're in the shower or taking a bath and your partner comes in and wants to take a dump?
Go for it. I wouldn't care. And because, like, honestly, like, go for it. It's just me. Like, personally, if Dixie was showering, I wouldn't go in and, like,
take a poop.
No, I would find another bathroom. It's just, like, I don't know.
Suppose you only have one bathroom.
Oh.
Would you just wait until he finished
showering? I'd probably wait out of respect for her privacy and mine. Like, yeah. But
I like that. I think so,
I don't
too.
Know if I would just barge in while she's showering. Like, her alone. I just start like, letting it rip.
I know. Would you? You the type, huh? She goes.
You the type.
I'm old.
You don't care.
I don't care.
But for me, because I'm like farting, okay, that's cool. But like taking a number two in front of somebody, I get poop shy. I just can't let it go. Ew, grandma, don't be pooping in front of him. I mean, do you, honestly, girl, boss it up. I'm a feminist. You said shit it on him. I'm there. I'm there for you support.
Shit it on him. Okay, what's the next one?
So when do you fart, buddy? Let's look. Okay, this is a safe place.
I don't have
let
like
one out right now, Noah. Come on.
I can't. Like I never really like think about it. But I don't let it out. Or I don't not let it out. It's just like you probably won't catch me letting it out.
Oh my god.
I'm discreet about my business.
Go get him some beans.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't like beans, so that probably helps.
And you don't like vegetables too, so that's probably you probably can't fart.
Wow. You don't eat vegetables?
Not like
I'm exposed.
Religiously, I don't know. Like, I'll have, like, sautéed broccoli here and there, and I'll have, like...
So how do you... Your skin is so nice.
I drink a lot of water, and, like, I do, like, skincare and stuff like that, but I know I should probably eat some... There are foods that would, like, help my skin, and, like, mm-hmm. my skin, especially here in LA, with, like, the LA air and water, like, mm-hmm. my skin gets dry, and so I need to, like, moisturize quite often. But yeah.
That's good.
I know I could be helping myself out by eating better foods for me, but it's like, if I just don't like the taste, like I'm not going to force myself to eat it. Like it's not that deep. So,
you know, as a person who is very opinionated, right? I feel as though we aren't being honest. I'm still not over the farting thing. I feel as though you still fart in front of people. You just don't tell them. I'm not over it. It's okay.
Wait, what do you mean don't tell
them? I feel like you just secretly fart. You just don't want to be honest about it. It's okay.
Well,
I heard your fart right now. You just farted.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
I
heard it.
I did not. I'm sitting closer to him than you.
Not you taking a side.
Why are you still on this?
I just don't believe
why are you talking about farting?
I don't
Let's talk
believe
about something
what
else.
About my bowels? It's pretty...
Where are you from, though?
I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
Mm. You lived in the same area all your life?
I lived in Phoenix, Arizona since till I was 15, and then I moved to... Harriman, Utah, like right outside Salt Lake. Mm-hmm. I was there for like 2.5 years and then went to Portland for college. And then COVID hit, got sent home from Portland back to Arizona, was Arizona doing online school training for all that stuff. And then got bored, started posting some TikToks, and now I'm in LA.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you like LA?
Yeah. I actually do. I really do. Like sometimes you'll catch me with a different answer, but it just depends on the day. It's just like every other city. Like there's good and bad days, but LA actually is really beautiful. There's like good parts about it. What about you? Where are you from?
I'm from LA. I was born in Louisiana. No, I was born in Monroe, Louisiana.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm a Southern girl.
There you go. Dixie's mom, Mrs. D'Amelio, is from Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they have some great people from there.
That's Southern hospitality.
Where are you from? You make it pretty known. I feel like everyone knows where you're from.
This isn't about me right now. This is about my grandma, Noah. Grandma, when you lived in Louisiana.
I was a baby when I came out here.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes. 6 months.
Mm. What brought you out here?
My parents, they adopted me. They brought me out here from Monroe, Louisiana. I was 6 months old. Wait.
Oh, wow.
I was adopted by a minister and his wife. Very, 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 very wonderful parents. Hmm. They brought me up in church, Christian environment. Brought me up in Christian school.
Okay.
Till I wanted to go to Crenshaw. I got tired of the private school thing. So I ended up going to Crenshaw when I was in 10th grade.
Gotcha.
10th grade.
Oh, wow. You didn't know she was adopted?
Yeah, I was adopted.
Oh, my. Larry.
No, you're not adopted. Believe me, your mother is my daughter, and I was there when you were born.
Oh, my God.
So you're not adopted.
Do you see a lot of traits of me and my mom?
Yeah?
Like what?
No.
Do you see a lot of traits of yourself in him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Southern hospitality. I take anybody in. You know what I mean?
Weren't you born and raised here?
Okay, but I was born with her, so it's like kind of like...
Right.
Yeah, he was born and raised here.
Wait, so when you were adopted into a new family, right? Did they have kids? Was that
My mother that adopted me went to school with my grandmother, so they knew each other. So my mother altogether had 10 children.
Oh, my God.
And wow. I'm number 8.
Do you still keep in touch?
Every day. Yeah. My mother and I talk every day.
What about with your siblings?
Every day. That's awesome. Every other day. That's so matter of fact, I talked to my brother in Texas before I came in here. I talked to my sister from New Orleans. We talk every day. Mm-hmm. My other siblings, we talk once a week. Some once a month. Or we text each other.
Yeah.
Y'all have a group chat?
I have 22 brothers and sisters.
That's crazy.
22. That's that I know of.
Wow.
My mother had 10 children and my father had 12. But out of the 12, two of them belonged to my mother. So one of my sisters, we had the same mother and father.
Right.
And then we were adopted in the same family. So two sisters adopted two sisters.
Oh, my God. Jeez,
so we were able to keep in touch with our real family.
Right.
So we weren't adopted to it. Some kids adopted and they seal their records. No, that didn't happen to us. We were still able to grow up and still know our real family, you know. Yeah. Like my mother, we talk every day. And my sisters, you know, brothers.
Yeah.
When did you get married?
First time I got married in 89. The second time I got married in... I
forgot that was a year. Oh my God. I feel like my years only start from 2000s. I don't know, I forget there's like 1996.
Like what? When were you born?
1998.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just so used to hearing 2000s anymore. I forget that.
Right.
You know.
See, his 1998, his mom was 78, and now I'm 58.
Wow.
20 years apart. Mm-hmm. You messed up.
Yeah, you messed up the bloodline.
You messed up. Because you were supposed to have kids.
You're 3 years late.
In 2008.
Oopsie.
2008, you were supposed to have kids.
Wait.
Unfortunately.
Because we do it every 20 years.
Yeah, grandma.
2018.
I mean, 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, grandma.
2018. 10-year-old.
I mean, that's what I meant, 18.
Yeah, 2018.
You know, unfortunately, we had some minor inconvenience. So, unfortunately, no kids.
that you know of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's minor?
I'm gay. But you know, don't worry. They're coming. They are in the oven.
I think you have a nice looking baby with Kalani.
Grandma, I cannot have a baby with Kalani. She
why?
Do you ever? Hey, so my grandma has an idea.
No, that's like the girl. I know. My grandma's met her and
she's nice. And she's a pretty girl.
She's a Taurus.
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. Wait, the singer?
Yeah.
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 Friends.
She wants another baby.
She loves her.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let me ask her.
Yeah. Hit her up.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, why not?
Let's cook something in the oven.
Just give me a blessing.
Cook something up.
Let's cook something up, girl. sure. Question. When did you know I was gay? That's a great question. Was it obvious?
Oh, that's tea. Wait, I want to. Yeah, it's interesting.
Was it obvious that you know, like when I was? Because I feel like it was obvious. I was like,
You see, you were with your dad. You really, because you were with your dad for 3 years, remember? Mm-hmm. So.
You didn't know before that?
I kind of.
You had no speculation?
Only when you wore your mother's jeans one day.
And I looked amazing.
And she got mad.
Because I looked better than her. What can I say? I have the facilities that she lacked.
This boy had on his mama's jeans.
And I looked so, I used to steal my mom's jeans because my clothes were so ugly and I used to like, I had baggy, just old navy, literally looked like I was selling drugs. And I love my style. No, woo-woo old navy, if y'all want to fucking sponsor me, hit me up. But just my clothes weren't the best. So I would literally steal my mom's clothes and I would put them under the clothes I was wearing to school. And then as soon as I got to school, I would take them off. It gave off a change.
She
I didn't even know that.
She wouldn't, would she care if you were wearing?
No, because I would literally, she would care.
Yeah, like if she were to
If she were to know, I feel like she'd be like, why the fuck are you wearing my jeans? Like those
What if you just asked?
I don't think she would have liked
that. She wouldn't have liked that.
Nah.
At that time.
At the time, you know.
Yeah.
It was new.
It was new to her.
But, you know, I used to go to school with whole outfit change, and then as soon as school up, me putting all the clothes back.
As soon as you got off the bus, you just
See, he used to watch Bring It On.
That's what made me gay.
He used to watch that over and over and over and over.
Was that like a hint?
Have you ever heard of Bring It On?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with Bring It On?
I like it, but yeah, you like it even more. He knew all the words to the cheers. I'm like, okay, okay.
Was that not a hint, though?
Okay.
I was dropping hints. I was like, here y'all go.
Well, I grew up with sisters, though, so that's like...
But he, yeah, that's what happened to him. He was around women all the time.
Yeah.
Is that why I'm gay?
No.
No.
Well, that can't be the case.
Cause, you make your own decision. No, it's not because of us. Yeah. Because you used to watch us put on makeup and all that. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I will say, the only thing I do remember of being younger was always wanting to do this. You know, like be like an...
This podcast with me?
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Ever since you were young.
This is my dream. Remember, so she found a book recently that I wrote of like when I was younger. It was like my my diary.
Okay.
What? You have to refresh my memory.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me think. It said, when I grow up, I want to be an entertainer. And I'm going to give my grandmother $1,000 and I'm going to give my mom $300. Now, I don't know why he wanted to give his mother less.
Yeah.
I was petty.
I think because he was mad at his mom.
I was so...
Because one time he ran away from home one time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I did run away.
Remember you ran away from home?
For how long? Y'all were shook. I ate that up.
You love the attention, huh?
No, because I wanted to go... I ran away from home because I wanted to go to this, like, party. And my mom went through my messages on Facebook and called me talking to, like, my boyfriend at the time. Right. And she said, you can't go to the party. And I literally still, I, like, ran away. And I went to my best friend Lynette's house. And how long was I gone? For, like, a day?
Mm-hmm. But I knew where you were. That's why I didn't worry, but your mom didn't. Because I always knew all your friends. As parents, you got to know all your kids' friends.
You know that song by, it's like, Runaway Love. Mm-hmm. You know that song?
No.
By who sings it? Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's like a song about kids running away. Mm-hmm. You know, I on the train station, I was looking out the window like, run away, love. I was in my main character era.
I'm sure. For a whole day.
For a whole day. I was shook, literally was running with a backpack.
Literally a sleepover.
No, literally a sleepover. What else did I do that was bad? This podcast is all about me. I feel like... Let's talk about Noah. Hold on.
Oh, wait a minute, Noah. I got to tell you this story. Larry used to be... I thought he was going to be a punk rocker. Really. Because they used to go, this group called, wait a minute, something about blood and...
On the dance floor.
Blood on the dance floor. He used to go to all their little gigs, and his friends, they would wear black, with black fingernails, and their hair. It's
funny. Come on, little Audie.
Remember?
It gave blood. That's why me and Chase get along so well. We'd be like, son of a motherfucking riot.
He used to go over there. I was like...
me and Chase do screamo together. It's sickening. But I still have, I'm so low emo. Just, you know, I keep that contained. I had a dark side.
You are. Yeah, you have.
It was bad, Noah.
When you have moments.
You see my moments?
I see your moments. Mm. You wear the spikes and like.
Yeah, you see me like a little grunge. It's
the
giving.
Little Louboutin spikes.
Wait, hold on.
What?
The Louboutin spikes.
Have you seen like the shoes?
Yes, like the loafers.
They're like, known for the spikes.
I'm not going to wear no spike shoes.
You would though.
Okay, I would. Maybe like once in a blue moon, I guess.
That's crazy.
The more you know about me.
So you thought that's what he wanted to do. So you said you knew that you wanted to do this when you go, as in like.
I wanted to be an actor.
Okay, so you just wanted to entertain.
Yeah, like I was. Mm-hmm. I went to auditions for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get it because I botched the fucking. I didn't study the lines because I thought I was the it girl. I didn't know that you had to perform in front. It literally looked crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of people that was like the audience. And I didn't know that there was going to be an audience. So I walked up there and I was so shook, botched it, didn't get the call back, thought my life was over. And then I became a YouTube person.
That being said, I think we're going to hop right into our little hotline segment. And these are all these answers, all these callers are from Larry's Discord. So I'm very, very excited to see.
Boy, I'm scared.
Because they're usually from my Twitter.
And yours are like very much like nice, calm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
These could be psychotic, so.
We've got a little bit of a different fan base. But they're coming together.
Are they joining units?
Okay, so basically my dad's sister, so my aunt, her husband, stabbed her with a knife when she had her back turned.
Hold on.
And they were supposed to go to like court or whatever, and then the day before they were supposed to go, he died of a heart attack.
Not her laughing.
My fans are so fucked up. I'm so sorry.
Your fans are...
They just have a dark sense of humor.
Was she laughing because he had a heart attack?
So the guy stabbed the woman, right?
And then when they were going to court, she just confessed, and we are now.
Are we having to pick up the pieces of this crime? Like
it's giving murder mystery.
Well, that's just karma.
Oh my god. Not you laughing, girl.
That's some harsh karma.
That's sad.
Don't laugh at that. That's not funny, guys.
It's not funny.
That's her uncle and aunt going through that.
And she giggled.
That's crazy.
She said.
She must not. Jesus.
No, that's not.
Mm-mm. I'm not laughing at him.
We need to totally split the segment. So next time I'll tweet it and then you put it on your Discord and then we'll do it. All right, we're going to start with Noah's fans and then we're going to go over to Larry's fans.
Let me hear another one. Let them redeem themselves. Mine are emotional.
You driven.
No, not much is going on. And then my mom texts me and starts shit. I want to go to sleep. It's 10:30.
It's 7 in the morning.
Your fans are just like, your fans are toxic.
Wow.
Your fans are so toxic.
No, she does. Like, I preach.
It depends what I wonder what her mom's texting her. That, like,
it's like, I preach that don't let things that, like, affect you. Like, just.
You have to, like, face the problem. Like, if her mom's saying, like, hey, you need to, like, care. No, you need to, like, no, go mom. To school.
No, mom. I'm not going to school.
Maybe her mom was texting her and said, you better have a room clean when I get home. Or else.
Or else what?
Or else.
Yeah, uh-huh. See, that attitude, I would just do it. I would just be like, yes, ma'am.
I mean, we came up in different eras. Like, if you better not leave a cup. My mother wake me up at 6 in the morning if there's a cup in the dish.
Yeah, 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the sink. You better not leave any dirty dish. These kids nowadays haven't made.
Mm-hmm.
They are so lazy.
Don't you say, mm-hmm.
I agree. They're not so
all of them. You're spoiled.
Not all of them.
You got Rosa in there.
I worked for this lifestyle.
You did. I'll give you that.
But Larry had chores.
Right.
I didn't have chores.
It was child labor. Do or don't. Yeah, you had to.
It was child labor. I was forced.
Not even an allowance.
I didn't have an allowance.
I didn't know any. Literally, my friends would have allowances, and I would be like,
"I never had an allowance.
I never had an allowance.
Allowance is for the whites of the whites, like the
that's
whitest
for rich
whites.
Kids.
That's yeah.
Those are the rich kids.
I know Stormy has money.
Stormy's just
she's Birkin'd out, got all the nice shoes,
her own money too. It's
literally
nice.
She's balling. She got better credit than me. Shit. Next question.
Some family drama. Well, it's not between like the whole family, but like probably one time my cousin came over and he just sharted literally over the whole fucking bed. And long story short, he's not allowed to sleep over at our house anymore.
Thank God.
It kind of ties into the whole farting conversation we had earlier.
Honestly. Thank God you banded him from your casa. He needs to be taught a lesson. Because if anybody sharted on my bed, it's war.
But could you imagine how bad he feels? Like, I don't think like sharding is like in his
everyday
life.
Okay, as a person who's done it once, I know how it feels. I've been in that position. And it kind of sucks. I told you when I pooped at myself in bed.
I don't know.
It wasn't nice. It was very bad. Yeah.
Yeah, but you were sick, right?
We had this conversation.
No, someone put a spell on me. I went to get cleansed.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? I went to my friend's house in Arizona to get cleansed, and his mom made me drink some juice, and she like did a tarot reading on me, and I fell asleep. And then apparently, they should have told me this, but you poop out everything. And let's just say it was a shitty situation. You know what I'm saying? I was so embarrassed, but they told me that's normal, so okay. Y'all are judging me. The energy is so just negative.
I saw, like,
don't
you
judge
can't be doing,
me.
You can't you be doing weird shit like that and then comment. Say, like, you can't be saying, like,
it's not
like
weird
stuff like that and ask, like, not to be judged.
That's weird to you?
Witchcraft?
It's not witchcraft. It's, like, healing.
Getting your terror.
That's not healing.
That was shitting yourself. Like, it's a little odd.
And
like,
I felt amazing.
Like, oh, go that's you. Go you.
I felt amazing after, okay?
Well, that's all that matters at the end
of the day. I don't want nobody reading no cards on me.
I feel that.
So did you feel better after that?
Mm-hmm. Then I went on a hike after.
All right, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you to everyone for tuning in, whether you watched it on or listened to it or watched it, whatever it may be. But thank you guys so much for doing that. And make sure you go check out our podcast on Put a Sock in It Pod on all socials. Make sure you give it a thumbs up. Give
it a thumbs up.
Good review.
Good review.
Turn on those notifications.
Notifications
on. You have to.
Better. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Grandma, for coming on.
Okay, that's new. I love you. thank you guys so much for listening or watching, whatever you're
And make sure you show
on.
Some love to Grandma here on all her socials as well. What's your Instagram?
Tell him.
Go on.
LARAY.
That's me.
What is it?
I just said my username.
Oh.
But no, seriously, thank you so much for being a part of this lovely podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Noah, thank you for being such an amazing sport and dealing with my bullshit. I know I'm a lot.
Always.
Also, thank you for raising me and like dealing with my bullshit. Oh, Mom, I love you. Dad, I love you. Peace out. I'm out, y'all.
I love my mom and dad, too.
Listen.
I love them more.
I love mine, too. Peace out.
Showing
to
love
my
here.
22 brothers and sisters and my mom and dad.
Start listing them. All right, bye, guys. Love you all.
Bye.